When a student receives the National Merit Scholars Award, they've scored in the top 1% of students nationwide on the PSAT. It can open doors to colleges and scholarship funding. Sierra Wells, Danny Ball, and Jada Robinson are the three Park City High School students who qualified as finalists. Park City High School Principal Bob O'Connor says the kids who achieve this kind of recognition aren't used to being called into his office.
They're all, of course, highly intelligent kids. The type of kid that comes to school does what they're supposed to do, and they don't spend very much time in my office. I think when I called them down, they were all really nervous to come to the office. I think it was the first for them to be summoned to the principal's office, but it was to congratulate them on the award.
Danny Ball says she was pretty surprised with the announcement because she didn't think she had done that well on the PSAT last year. She's in the process of applying to colleges and isn't sure where she wants to go just yet.
But I want to go into environmental engineering, somewhere outside of Utah.
Sierra Wells has other ideas about her first year out of high school.
I'm just kind of waiting to see where I get in or if I get any scholarships or anything like that. Well, I don't know. I kind of want to go to Mexico for a year, maybe take a gap year or something. I want to go to rural Mexico and just maybe do something that's kind of volunteering or just work on a farm.
Although she isn't sure where she wants to go to college, she knows she wants to be an immigration lawyer.
Well, I have a lot of friends who have moved here from other countries, and I work at Windy Ridge, and a lot of people there have moved there from, well, we bought a lot of J1s who are people who come here just for the summer or a year, but then there's also a lot of people who come to live there. There's a huge difference that your legal status can make, and a lot of people, I feel they don't really have access to the resources they need to advance through the immigration system.
The third Park City National Merit Scholar finalist, Jada Robinson, was not available to provide comment. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.